I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and welcome to another weekend chat. Happy Saturday today. I'm a day late. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope that you are relaxing this weekend. And this weekend chat's gonna be super quick because I don't really have a lot to talk about this week, and I kind of want to explain what I think is going to happen the next few months, because I underestimated how much work my new Britney podcast is. And if you have not checked it out, and maybe you're not a Britney fan, so you don't really care, but we just did a Thanksgiving special that went up on Thanksgiving, and that is its own episode. And so if you're not necessarily the biggest Britney fan, there is a lot in that that's more pop culture stuff, etc. So you'll probably like it. So if you want to check that out, I think I might actually put that full episode here on YouTube. I've been debating adding YouTube as one of the platforms that has the podcast on it, because we're on like 8 different ones now, like 8 platforms. So yeah, I was thinking about my weekend chat because I was going to skip it this week. And as you can see, I like moved my camera. I'm in another part of my apartment because it is raining today. It's super dark and there's not enough light, so I had to get my box light out. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about because I have to do the next week's episode of Britney Podcast. And I was thinking, because this has happened now 3 weeks in a row where I haven't necessarily been as motivated to do the weekend chat because I know that I have to put in like X amount of hours into the Britney podcast. And I woke up today and I was like, okay, I gotta get started on that. And then I was like, oh shit, I didn't do a weekend chat. So I don't know. I wanted to just jump on here because I don't want you to think that I'm abandoning the weekend chat. It's just that I underestimated the amount of work that this other project was gonna be. And that's going until March. And so I need to, and I think this is an important lesson for anyone who's creative, is that if you take on too much, you're gonna burn yourself out, and then it's gonna wind up hurting your creative projects or your creative process. If you take on too much, it's not a good thing. And I'm recognizing that that's happening, and I don't want it to compromise anything. So I'm thinking that moving forward for the next couple weeks, luckily, I mean, it is the holidays, so people are busy anyway. And I think the weekend chats might be taking a pause, or at least they're going to be some sort of shortened version of what they normally are, because I have to focus on this Britney. And the thing is with the Britney podcast, like, I am so in love with it. And we have merch that we're working on that's going to be like Britney, like really unique Britney stuff that I think people will really like. And I want to get that out. And like, I don't know, just YouTube has been changing, and I just don't know what to really talk. I don't want to get on here every single week and be like, oh, hey guys, like check out my Britney podcast. Like every single week, say the same thing over and over again, because it's like so obvious what I'm obviously working on at this point. And that's like, that's really all that's going on with me. And I really, really, really underestimated how much time I'm actually putting into it. And Thanksgiving this past 2 days ago was, I'm not even kidding, my only day where I had off, per se. But I still had to travel an hour and a half, Thanksgiving, travel home. Like, it was still, you know, I was gone from my apartment for 12 hours out of that day. So it was still, I had stuff to do. And I haven't had a day to just chill in weeks, like, since I launched this podcast. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. And I'm recognizing it now. I'm recognizing it this week. And I hope you guys understand, and I hope you guys, like, aren't upset that, you know, the weekend chat is, you know, being not compromised, but it's affecting it. Like, it's totally perfecting it. It's not perfecting it. It's affecting it in a way that's just, you know, I have to shift my priorities. You know, it's like job is there, bills, etc. And then the Britney podcast is like a temporary thing. You know, we're only discussing 20 years plus the Thanksgiving special plus another bonus episode that we'll be posting at the end of the whole thing. But there's a start and an end date to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to continue on all through next year. It's going to end in 3 months, I think. No. How many episodes are left? There's 10 episodes left. So in 10 weeks-ish, because I think we're taking a break for Christmas. We're going to let it, like, sit for Christmas. So in 11 weeks, which really isn't a lot of time, that will be done. And then I feel like I will be on to, like, whatever is next. And maybe it's revisiting the weekend chat. Maybe it's shifting the weekend chat. Like, you guys have seen this thing evolve over 2 years. It started with me venting out my problems, and then it moved into, like, more pop culture-y things, and then I added in the podcast, and the podcast has added in so many new people who don't watch YouTube at all. That's the other thing that I think is interesting in a way that, because things that I could talk about on YouTube, people who listen on podcasts who don't know anything about the YouTube world would have no idea about it. You know what I mean? Like, beauty guru drama, it's not really translating to people who listen to the podcast because they're not like YouTubers. Like I watch YouTube. You guys, I know, on YouTube watch YouTube, obviously, and you guys know about all the trends, and, you know, so it's two separate worlds in a way. That's the other thing that I've been thinking about is, is the Weekend Chat podcast actually in itself a totally separate thing? And then my YouTube channel is actually a separate community too. It's kind of like Tumblr and Twitter. The audience is totally different. The sense of humor is totally different. And they don't really, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at right now, is just all these different creative projects and trying to figure out and mold them and mend them and shift them into ways that work for each platform. Ooh, excuse me. I don't have time to edit today, so that's staying in. Sorry, I just burped in your face. Yeah, but that's kind of where I'm at. And I just wanted to give you guys an update because time is flying. And before I told you guys with my schedule how I felt like it would be Friday and I would sit down, turn my camera on, and I'm like, oh my God, where did the week go? And that was before I launched the Britney podcast. When I tell you guys, I blinked and it was Thanksgiving. I was like, what? Because I am just, like, in my days off, I am working on that. So then I blink and then it's Sunday and I gotta go to my actual job. And then by the end of the week, I'm like, oh, time to work on the next week's episode of Britney podcast so it can be up. You know, I have to upload it by like Tuesday late night so that I can like cache and register and then upload and write the description and, you know, add in all the references and all the sound bites. So yeah, I hope you guys understand. And I feel like YouTube creators on YouTube go through this all the time when there's an algorithm change, when there's, a shift in, you know, when the whole AdSense thing happened, a lot of people just dropped off and they were like, screw this, I'm out. So, you know, I don't know. That's just kind of where I'm at. I just wanted to update you guys because I was like, gonna skip this week. And I was like, no, I can't leave everyone hanging. I want everyone to know where I'm at and how I feel about it. I don't hate doing the weekend chat anymore. It's just, I don't necessarily, like a month ago, I would wake up and my first thought was, what am I gonna talk about? Like I would have naturally a list of things to discuss that I knew I was gonna be like, I'm gonna hop on and we're gonna talk about all this and I would go get my coffee and I would immediately come right back from getting my coffee and sit down and start talking. It was super natural, free flowing, never felt forced. Now I'm waking up immediately thinking of all the edits that I wanna make to the episode of Brittany Podcast and I'm like, merch and scheduling and planning like this and I want to do this to the website and I want to create a new website where there's a list of all the references we talk about. So my free-flowing creativity is all directing there. This weekend chat is sort of becoming a second thought where I feel like I have to kind of force something to talk about, you know what I mean? And I have always been transparent and honest on here with you guys and so I feel like I can admit it here because I don't want to be one of those YouTubers that like forces themselves to make a video for a sponsor. You know what I mean? Like I don't have any sponsors. I don't make any money on YouTube. I made like a nickel this quarter. I think I've made like 25 cents or something from in the past 3 months on YouTube. I make no money on the Brittany podcast yet. We're going to try and do some merch so that I can offset the 970-ish dollars that I spent on equipment and hosting and SoundCloud Pro account. So like I need to try and make that money back. So, you know, I'm not beholden to any company or sponsor or whatever. It's like I don't have to sit here and be like, hey guys, today's weekend chat is sponsored by, you know, I don't have to force anything, which is good because you guys get, you know, you can see I'm tired. I'm in a different setting because my apartment's a little bit of a mess and I didn't want to be like, oh, look at all my stuff that's like thrown around everywhere because I'm like also cleaning out my closets and stuff and like organizing things, you know, now that it's cold and you get to stay inside more. It's also like one of the things I love to do is when I'm editing and I am listening back to the full episode, I'll have my wireless headphones on and I just clean. So I do like these mindless things and I'm like listening and hearing for any like edits or pops or cracks or anything like that that I need to edit out. So that's pretty much it. What am I at? Oh, only 12 minutes. So this is kind of short. Is there anything else that I wanted to say before I go? I guess lastly, for an update for the YouTube peeps, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do a card swap this year. I'm like looking at my calendar. I worked on my calendar yesterday and I like literally don't even have one day off where I could like, and last year it took me, I wanna say at least four Fridays to like write everyone back and mail out the cards and write all the envelopes. And, you know, it was a very intensive process. And I just was looking at my schedule and I was like, I was like, shit. Like, I have to pick and choose this year, like what I do, which is not a bad thing to like be busy. I mean, I'm not making any money off of any of it, but like, it's fun. So the Brittany podcast, I decided, is going to come first. It is, because it's temporary, it's only gonna be, this is it. Like it's one, you only get one 20 year anniversary. You know what I mean? It is the 20 year anniversary, the only one. I feel like there's this push of like all this nostalgic content. Like you see the cassette tape that I got and the Urban Outfitters t-shirts and the, you know, it's kind of like, this is the time. And I feel so strongly about it. And It was an idea that I came up with at this point. You know, it was like last February that I came up with it. So it's been a long time in the making. And so for this period of time, this quarter and next quarter, it's going to be my focus. And I wanted to just be real and honest with you guys here on YouTube and here on the weekend chat, because I didn't want you to think that I was abandoning you or that I like didn't care anymore or I was being lazy or anything like that. It's more just like a shift in priorities. And I was listening to this podcast the other day. It was about, So it was a TED Talk podcast. So it was like audio of TED Talk. So I think it's on YouTube too. But it was like how to work while also managing depression. And like, I'm not saying like, don't go thinking that I'm like revealing some kind of like diagnosis. I'm like, just leave it alone. Like, don't make any assumptions or like whatever. I don't want to get into like any of that. But you guys know this time of year, the holiday season is not my favorite time of the year, which is kind of why I did the card swap last year to help keep me distracted and keep me busy and keep my mind off of like sinking into like that darker space. I don't like this time of year. So I was just watching this video just because I wanted the insight, and the girl was giving tips on like how to keep whatever. And she describes things as like numbering your priorities and accomplishing the top priorities first. So that's what I did. I laid out everything, all my projects, all my freelance, all my chores, et cetera, like things I need to get done. And I decided that the creative project that is top priority is going to be the Britney podcast, and that this YouTube weekend chat, the card swap, and what was the other thing that I pushed back on? I forget what the other one was. It's another one that isn't public yet. That can wait until like literally like the end of next year. All of those, and then also I'm stopping all freelance from now until like spring next year. So I just had to lay out my priorities and figure all that out. And I think it's important for anyone to do, like, whether, you know, if it's just your only priority is going to be your job, and if you don't want to add anything else, I think it's good to just sort it out and, you know, not overwhelm yourself. Because the problem is, if you take on too much and you get hit with burnout, it can be really hard to pull yourself out of burnout once you get burnt out. And then you're screwed across the board. Because once you get burnt out, like, it's even hard to get out of bed in the morning, and that's not good. So that was a very long-winded explanation. I hope you guys understand. And I, that's pretty much it for this weekend chat. And I feel bad. I don't know why I feel bad. I feel like I'm abandoning my YouTube audience, even though I'm not really. I just, you know, I just hope people like know that I'm not just trying to like toss away. Like, it's not something that I feel like is disposable. You know what I mean? It's just that there's only so many platforms and media and time and things to put your energy into. And if I wasn't working 50 something plus hours a week in my that's the other thing I don't really talk about, is like my schedule. Like, I work like 50 hours a week. Like, it's a lot of my time. And all this other stuff is just extra. And, whatever. So that's all for this weekend chat. Thank you guys. I hope you understand. And I hope you're not mad at me. And I hope you just like hang in there, hang with me. You know, I've taken like little breaks before and things like that. But once the Britney podcast is done, I don't have any other side projects. So like, I'm gonna need to put that energy somewhere. So I'm sure that I'll get new ideas. I'm sure I'll get new projects. Actually, I already have ideas for new things that are in the pipeline for the future. And, you know, But anyway, that's all. Thank you guys for listening and watching and understanding. And I will see you guys maybe next week. I don't know. We're going to see. We'll see how every single week this goes. If you get an update, we'll chat then. But thank you guys. Have a good weekend. Relax. Take your time off. I got to go edit for the rest of the day. And then I got work tomorrow. So my vacation's over. But I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.